This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Diplomatic negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza continue. AP's Ben Thomas.
The latest truce proposal calls for a halt in fighting for several weeks and the release of hostages, more than 100, still held by Hamas. Hamas says it wants a full ceasefire and an end to Israel's offensive in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but we continue to believe that an agreement is possible and indeed essential. And we will continue to work relentlessly.
Israel's thus far ruled out ending its war. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States and Russia clashed at the UN Tuesday over North Korean and U.S.-made Patriot missiles in Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood, accused Russia of firing at least 9 North Korean-supplied missiles at Ukraine, and Russia's UN ambassador, Wassily Nemenza, called Washington a direct accomplice in the downing of a Russian military transport plane last month.
To date, Russia has launched DPRK-supplied ballistic missiles against Ukraine on at least 9 occasions. Russia and the DPRK must be held accountable for their actions, which undermine long-standing obligations under UN Security Council resolutions.
A Russian Air Force transport fell from the skies on January 24th. Russia said all 74 people on board were killed. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The death toll from wildfires that ravaged central Chile for several days has increased to 131. More than 300 people are still missing as the blazes appear to be burning themselves out. Fires are said to be Chile's deadliest disaster since an earthquake in 2010. Officials have suggested that some could have been intentionally set. The United Nations, in a statement, has offered its condolences and announced assistance. More BOA News.